Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo without guns.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Toluga with gun.
Well, it was a little sleepy one last session, huh, gang? My sleepy boys?
Honshu.
All right, let's do a recap. We'll get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew bid farewell to Lola and Phaedra after making a tenuous truce. On the way back to the service elevator to return to Bad Kali, they were driven off course when their draft spiders made a break for the Mushroom Forest. After a wild ride on a runaway carriage, they finally stopped deep in Myconid territory. Before they could get their bearings, a barrage of spore fruit was pelted their way from the mushroom canopy above. As the boys fought off the sleepy spores, a team of high-flying drow zipped down to attack them with poisonous projectiles. But a blast of light from Toluga twisted up the rebels mid-flight, causing them to crash down around the carriage. Before he could get into the fray, Theo was seduced by a drow druid and her charming spore kiss. The spores finally became too much for Glebnor and Toluga, who drifted off into a stupefied slumber. Under the thrall of his new boo, Bleebly helped their attackers bottle up a dozing Glebnor. And after a failed attempt to teleport Theo to safety, Reggie was knocked unconscious by an electric bolt and returned to his dormant dreadform state. Following Toluga's instructions, Luga made a break for the forest to escape to safety, while the Chaos crew was loaded up on a wagon heading for Manzobera. Coming to consciousness as the rebels returned to the city, the gang found themselves bound, gagged, and bottled. Using his shadow magic, Theo went invisible and was able to free Glebnor from his glassy prison. Chaos ensued in the back of the cart as our heroes slipped their bonds and wrestled to escape. The roiling cart finally came to a stop at the rebel headquarters, where they were confronted by a small army of drow and myconids. After taking a blast of babble spores to the face, the boys found themselves finally able to communicate with their captors. Though the standoff was tense, the Chaos crew soon realized the drow before them were fans of Cosmo and, more importantly, enemies of Krizik. All right, gang. You find yourselves standing now before this small army, really. Couple dozen drow, a bunch of Myconid men. You're in this little courtyard of this house. Real quick, can I get an Arcana check from everyone?
3.
5.
15.
Okay.
Right. Good.
You can use your wisdom.
I could do wisdom. So totally. It's 15.
15. Yeah. You look around. You guys are still kind of in this, like, you know, things might pop off state. Glebnor and Theo, you guys are locked in. I think, Theo, you're just like, where the hell are my guns? You're just like scanning the crowd to see who has them.
Question. How close is the person that was talking to us? Like,
I'll say about like 15 feet. She's only standing a little further away from the car.
And how close is Toluga to me?
5 feet. She's right next to you.
Okay. I'm going to grab Toluga's arm with the gun.
And wait, what are you doing?
And I'm going to point it at her. Give me my fucking guns.
What?
Toluga, as you see, Theo grabs your gun and points it at this woman. You look up and you can see that the headquarters here, this little courtyard, you're on like a pretty busy street in Manzobera. You look out onto the streets and you can see like passing drow and these tall Victorian style buildings, but you look up and there's a sheen over this place. You realize that there's some kind of illusion blocking the outside world from seeing into this little sphere of secrecy. The drow woman is like, stop, please, hold on. I'm sorry. We didn't know who you were. Get them their weapons. And you can see a pair of little Myconid men walk forward. They have a small bundle of cloth and they unfurl it and all your guns are there waiting for you.
Now, do a little check on all.
Where are mine?
His staff. And a drow walks forward.
And the backpack with the ball.
You can see as the drow hands you the backpack, he gives you kind of a stern look. This is definitely one of the drow that got blinded and smashed into his buddies.
Oh, you're the one of the bad ones.
We weren't expecting it.
You gotta stay on your toes.
Well, now we know.
Can't stay on your toes when you're in the air.
You hear that?
Got him.
If you are truly the rebel, I cannot believe you're who we found there.
The rebel.
He's a god.
A little respect, please.
That is just what we've heard. Tales in the South of a great rebel.
Pamphlet. I slap it on his chest.
This drow woman picks up the pamphlet, takes a look at it.
God. Bleebly.
Truly.
That is right.
Make a persuasion check with advantage, Theo.
I'm going to give him guidance.
Sure.
So it would have been 17.
17?
No, 15.
Sorry. 15. They look you up, you down. They look you up and down. She sees all the insane details on your pamphlet. She hands him to a Myconid next to her who grabs it.
Interesting.
He just starts, like, looking at it.
I'm sorry that we brought you here this way. We thought that the advisor Phaedra would be in that carriage. We weren't expecting you.
What do you want with Phaedra?
That's not really for me to say. If you'd like to speak to our leader, everyone...
Who are you?
I'm terribly sorry. My name is Vespera.
Don't care, you're not the leader.
Well, I'm her daughter. I have a very high sway with her.
Okay, cool. Listen, Theo, show him the... Bleeb, show him the list.
Just, hold on. Just, no. Yeah.
Unfurl it.
I got that much on that list. I can't remember her name right now. Just, where's your leader?
Come inside.
Question.
Yes.
Where's the woman that kissed me?
You can see in the back, a drow woman kind of perks up. It's like, hey.
Name?
Oh. So we're good. You're not going to try to
I don't know. Name?
Kara.
Kara?
Okay. Sorry.
We'll talk.
I lean in.
I think she likes you.
I'm hoping.
This little crowd of rebels makes way. These little Myconid men are all looking up at you.
Oh my god, I love these little guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Myconid men. Do you know Miles, the drug dealer?
I don't think so.
Oh,
that's kind of racist.
Well, no. Fungus is like all interconnected. I just assumed they were the same.
Some of us are interconnected. He might be from a different spore patch.
Oh, I thought there was one master patch.
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
A fungal network that large would be rad.
Wicked rad, right?
I'm Toes.
Toes.
Toes, huh?
Nice to meet you.
Why do they call you Toes?
It's my favorite thing to eat.
Oh.
Like people?
Just toes in general?
Chicken?
Good to meet you guys.
This stares up at you.
I don't like that one.
I weirdly do. He's honest.
He's a little freak. I thought you'd like him.
No, I reach for the mayo.
I don't think that works the same on...
Do you have mayo on you?
I think so.
Okay. Make a slight hand check real quick.
A 14.
Okay. You look down as like you say mayo, you look down at your belt to like grab it, and there's like a small Myconid, like a child sized one. He has one hand in the jar of mayo and he's like bringing it to his mouth.
What the god?
Sorry, I'm eggs.
You're eggs?
I'm eggs.
Is it because you like eggs?
No.
What is it? Why eggs?
I was grown in eggshells.
Okay.
We're not all named after our favorite food.
How am I supposed to know?
Welcome to the Snips.
The Snips?
Vespera looks back. Welcome to the Snips. We're a rebel group. We've been here for a
That's the best you got?
Time. Well, we're...
Do you guys do haircuts?
No, we're...
You could run as a barbershop and just have your meetings in back so you don't got to do this illusion.
We are snipping the cords that bind us to this place. It's important. We're cutting away our shackles.
You could also put a front for a barbershop and say you're snipping away bad hair.
That way you don't have to do the illusion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume the illusion thing takes a lot of work.
Probably.
Welcome to someone who's ran a crusade.
Can you guys make quick perception checks for me?
It's a nat 1. I think I'm paying too much attention to Car.
7.
22.
Okay.
What is this, amateur hour? Come on, guys!
You can see the male drow captain that you saw that was hiding behind the rock in that fight. He's just kind of like wispy, tall drow man, kind of has longer hair. This is Cyprian. He walks over and he's like, he leans in and he's like,
sister, they're very good at business.
You have no idea, buddy.
Maybe we should talk to them about something. Not now. They have to talk to mother first.
Who?
Please, this way.
Do I have to call her mother, too?
No, that would be weird. She is our mother, not yours.
Okay, well, I don't know her name, and you introduced her as mother so far.
Her name is Numera. She is our mother.
Like a number?
I guess technically, yes.
Okay.
But she's inside. She'll want to speak to you. If she seems disappointed, it's because we were expecting Phaedra. I don't want you to think that she's rude.
Why do you guys want to harm Phaedra? She's wonderful.
We don't want to harm... come on, come inside.
Anyways, you guys definitely have a leak in your operation here.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, where's Phaedra? why wouldn't she just come back with us? Unless
Well, hold on, let's go inside.
Yeah, the mic
that might have been the weird look she was giving us.
Can you kind of make some perception checks for me real quick, actually? As you're being like led away from the cart and inside this hideout.
10.
15.
15.
Glebnor and Saluga, you can see that Theo has walked up and is starting like walking in pace with this drow druid. And you guys look back and you can see that Reggie is still in his little robotic form.
I go pick up, I cradle Reggie.
Oh yeah, you pick up Reggie.
Anyone got like a... like a piece of metal?
Put him in here. No, let, hold on. Let him sleep it like, off with cobbler.
You got a piece of metal? Just it's like a bottle, right? It'll wake him up.
I probably got some crud in me.
Sure. Let's call this like a nature check to see what kind of crud you bring forth.
I need like a screw or a lag bolt.
Like a 9.
Okay, yeah. It's not much. It's like the tip of like an arrow that probably got stuck in you at some point.
Right,
it's a little
do.
Bit dissolved. It's not fully there.
I swaddle Reggie. All right, let's go.
Yeah, you walk in with Swalred, and you see, like, the drow and the mic in it are all, like, they've kind of, like, now that you've picked up Reggie and are walking with them, they're taking a wide berth. They don't want to be near this machine.
What, you afraid of this? That's funny.
You can see Toes is like, get away from me!
Why don't you want his toes,
no,
huh?
No, no.
Ooh, look at his toes!
No, come on, come get out of here!
Little freak.
As you're being led inside, Kara goes to you, Theo. I am sorry for that being, you know, I didn't want to force myself on you like that.
I don't believe that.
What? Make an insight check.
It's a 6.
Yeah, she's like, no, not you. It was like the quickest way to knock you out. And
but you didn't knock me out. You.
Well, I took you out of the fight. So.
Well, yes, but you didn't knock me out.
Not before you tongued him down.
Yeah, I did knock you out at the end, though. Again, sorry for that. You have like a little welt on the back of your head.
We'll talk about it. We'll figure this out, whole thing out.
All right. But like, you're not mad, though, about the whole thing?
No, the kiss was nice.
Make another insight check?
That's a nat 20.
She looks at you, looks around at the group. You guys are, like, walking while this is happening, like, into this, like, dark house that they're all, and like you can tell you're going as you're walking in. She's like, I know that, like, obviously, like, a lot of conversations are about to happen. Mm-hmm. And it seems like your fish friend really wants to speak to the leader.
Yeah.
Would you like to go make out real quick?
Tuluka, you handle it. She's gonna show me.
Go
around.
Get him, tiger. I slap his ass.
That's a nat 20, babe. What are you gonna do? Theo is dragged up a flight of stairs right as he walks into the foyer. And yeah, Tuluga, Glebnor, and a swaddled Reggie are
with an arrow in his arrow tip in his mouth.
Yeah, you're like a binky. You're trying to like nurse him back to health. You can make a medicine check for me as you're walking in.
Come on, Reggie. It's gonna be okay. That's a nat 20 for a 28. Yeah. I'm rocking him.
He's so good at this from when he used to do it to me.
Yeah.
He has so much experience.
Glebnor, you have like a weird flashback of your childhood.
Ah, oh, memories.
A year ago.
Reggie?
6 months, really.
He starts to come to a little bit. He's kind of like munching on the arrowhead.
Whoa.
Reggie.
Hey.
Reggie. Hey. Couple crazy guys,
crazy guys.
He like winds back up almost. See his arms and legs bust out of the little swaddling you
Reggie,
put him in.
Reggie, you were swaddled.
He's like kind of kicks around a little bit. I'm sorry. Whoa. Oh, no. Where are we?
I don't know.
He looks around. He's like, oh, shit, are we captured? He's like surrounded.
No, not really.
It was a light kidnapping.
Yeah.
We played kidnap.
The drow captains look back. Can you guys just make real quick perception checks just on these two?
15?
17.
Yeah, you can both tell that the Vespera and Cimbrium are definitely twins, but they're fraternal. So you can see they're looking back and they're like, a light kidnapping. There's barely anything.
We could have taken him out, Reggie. It was fine.
So easily.
Didn't you hear me yell, I play sleep?
No.
And everybody knows I love a bottle.
I was freaking out. I kind of beefed it in that combat. I tried to teleport Theo, but he was so horned up.
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah, notice how he's not with us right now.
Oh! All right! Big day!
Yeah!
All right! Okay! No, where the hell are we, though? He like looks around.
Don't know.
You guys
the snips!
Can you two make some quick perception
checks? We're
about
to meet Mother. That's what I've heard her called as, so...
I got a 7. I'm just busy elbowing Reggie.
He's elbowing you back.
That's 14.
Remember the book I stole?
Oh! So, you guys look around. You're in the foyer of this kind of like rundown, sort of like, you know, everyday home. As you walk in, there is kind of, you know, a Victorian architecture inside. There is obviously the drow motif of spiders are kind of around everywhere here. But you can see that as you walk in, and this little foyer, there's branching rooms that you can tell lead off to the sleeping quarters of all these little rebels. I think with those perception checks, you can tell, like, these guys are, like, having a rough time. This is not going well.
God, who's running this? This is terrible.
These are, like, rebels
that... Crusade leader.
These are rebels that don't have a god. These are rebels that are...
Sounds like they need a god.
These are, like, pamphlets. A group of people you can tell are working very hard to, you know, unyoke themselves from the Spider Queen in some way. You look, and as you kind of walk by these, like, adjacent rooms, you can see there's, like, a little war room almost where there's lots of maps and plans on a table.
Can I see what I can get at a glance of that?
Sure. Give me a perception check.
13.
13? They look to be diagrams of a building. That's about as much as you can get from that.
Okay. So just a board game of Risk.
Yeah. The drow were playing Risk while they were planning.
No wonder they suck.
But you're led down into a basement now. There is a small staircase that goes down, a little bit of a spiral here. And as they creak open the door to it, you walk in and there's a very dim candlelight and you can see an older drow woman sitting behind a desk.
Is that mother?
Yes, that is our mother.
What do I call her?
You may call me Numera. Please, come in.
Oh, right. I got the name. Sorry. So much happened. Still waking up.
So, I've been told that you are not Phaedra, clearly. What were you doing in the carriage she was supposed to be in?
We're headed back up top. We met with Lola, the spider, brokered a deal to kill Mansa and Strife.
Persuasion check?
And
sidebar, Daddy.
What? Listen, I'm over this, all right?
Yeah, make a persuasion check, I guess.
Can I do an insight real quick?
Yeah, definitely.
It's 5. I'm not even going to...
Also a 5.
Like father, like son.
Her eyes do flicker intensely, as you mentioned, Lola the spider demon.
You are allies of the spider demon.
For now.
Do you know anything about this monster?
I know that she used my darling daughter, Toluga, to spy on me.
She spies on everyone. Her spiders cover the entire city. It has taken us years to develop the network we have now. This humble rebel cell is all that remains.
Have you tried doing a barbershop front?
No. I do not know how it would help.
But you wouldn't have to use the illusion magic.
I feel safer with magic. No offense to your Baba idea.
My what?
Your Baba idea.
What?
Has he had the Bebel spores?
She looks over at her daughter.
Yes, mother, sorry.
What did she say?
How do these spores work?
It just goes into our mind, right?
Yeah, it just allows you to communicate with people around you. Call it for like a day, maybe 24 hours for funsies.
Okay. All right.
Listen, it's been a long day. I got a lot of people to kill. Who's and a donut to poison.
You guys probably got poison. You're loaded with spores.
Yes, we craft poisons. We work with the mic in it quite tightly.
You got one that could kill a demon king?
If we had a spore or a poison that could kill a demon, we would have done it years ago.
God damn it!
Why would you make a deal with Lola?
We need... Are you cool?
I'm cool.
Are you cool?
He's asking, you gotta tell him.
You're not a cop, are you?
I have fought against the oppression of the fascist government that Lola has installed for years.
Cool. We're trying to kill Strife. And in order to get to Strife, we got to kill Mansa. We got to kill the that guy. I got to make a quick pit stop at killing fucking the Vulture Demon King. And the only one so far that's brokered me a deal is the spider bitch.
She is a bitch, I will tell you that much. Any deal you made with that tyrant, consider it null and void. She is going to betray you. She betrays everyone. She has turned on her own houses.
How?
Ziz.
Listen, I need examples. I need a history passive betrayal here, and you got to show me proof.
And you can see Vespera is like, Mother, they with the rebel. She kind of furrows her brow for a minute.
You mean God? Our God, Bleebly? Bringer of the wet, slayer of the dry, squasher of feuds, breaker of bones.
This is the rebel.
Blower of bones.
This blower of bones.
The rebel leader in the south that.
Rebel.
We're
the
from
God.
The south, yes. God. He's a god. God.
God. God, Bleebly.
You're Bleebly familiar god. With gods, right?
He's a god.
You two can make persuasion checks with advantage. She's going to make an insight check.
11.
21.
She got a 16. Has a little trouble taking this information from a giant green puddle.
But takes it easier from a fish man.
But I think what it really is probably is that she sees like how passionate and exhausted you are. And it's like her exact vibe. It's like she's been trying to run a failing rebellion in the city for years. So she also has a laundry list of things to do and looks fucking tired.
Oh, I know that look. I know that look real well. They try to force a spa day on you too.
They did try to force a spa day on me.
Yeah.
They said it was a Mother's Day gift, but my rebellious children were trying to force me to relax.
Oh, yeah. He tried to force me, dragged me into a spa, drowned me, and then I went on a whole soul quest.
You can't drown a fish. I knew he wouldn't drown.
It's hard to relax when you're fighting for freedom.
Tell me about it. I'm running a crusade.
So if you are with the rebel, you are enemies of Krizik, then.
Oh, yeah, we hate that guy.
Oh. Then maybe that will help my argument.
Okay.
This Spider Queen Lola, she has ruled over the Drow for millennia.
Okay.
She conquered us when we first arrived here in the Underdark after the Elven Civil War. But her rule has always been tyrannical. She has always pitted the houses against each other. But things have gotten much worse. She bulldozed an entire section of the city, tore down 3 of the 8 houses.
Why?
She's building something, some massive complex, and we believe that she's working with Krizik to build it.
Oh, God. All right. We kill the spider.
That easy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's all you got to say.
Do you want to see the complex so we could show you? If you don't believe, you believe me, right?
I mean, it's for Krizik. We're going to kill her.
Yeah, kill Krizik. That's like number. But did you see the list?
Why'd
number
you want
one.
Phaedra, though?
I think because of your high persuasion check and because this is like a gift in her lap, she's going to trust you here in this moment.
Phaedra is a spy.
Oh, hell yeah!
She's worked with us for years. It took so long to get her embedded enough and up the rankings of the Spider Queen to trust her enough. She's been feeding us information, but she was sent to Bad Kali, and we haven't heard of her in a long time. We found out that she was returning to the Underdark, and we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to stage a kidnapping to return her.
Yeah, Lola took her. Kind of morphed into spiders and then wanted to debrief her.
It's actually pretty gross.
She'll yeah, we'll just go kill Lola.
Daddy has such great taste in women.
What do you mean?
Hot dates? Phaedra, she's like part of the good guys?
Oh, man,
you know,
I...
You just know how to pick them, Daddy.
I guess so.
Phaedra has been undercover for so long, I'm sure that it is hard for her to even remember where her allegiances lie, but this thing with Krizik, this happened recently. The last intel we got from other spies we have inside of her palace... was she was met with some Stormcaller clerics.
Oh, God. All right.
Some
well,
kind of bargain and began constructing whatever this complex is going to be.
Well, she's dead. Okay. We'll just kill her.
Wicked dead.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is it possible? Could I meet this rebel? Is he with you?
He's currently swapping spit. Sucking face.
Tonsil hockey.
No pants dance.
Speaking of which, Theo, I'm going to give you some choices here.
Yep.
You can either make a acrobatics check to really wow this woman with your physical prowess.
Yep.
With acrobatics?
I'm calling it acrobatics. I think that's the most appropriate skill for this.
Smash cut to them together. Theo's jumping on the bed. Watch me do a flip.
So erotic. Or... you can make a constitution saving throw, and that will determine the stamina that is happening in our Fade to Black scene here.
We're going con save?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Give it to the old
you
man.
You better roll high.
17.
Yeah, Theo's going to be busy for a while.
He's giving her the business.
And as you guys are talking, you can tell that their makeout session may have moved to something else, as there is a light creaking coming from two floors.
Oh, He seems to be preoccupied.
Ah, yes. Let me.
But I do most of the planning.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's a great planner.
I'm the one that ran the crusade and is running the crusade.
He's the plope.
Yeah. Plope of the people, Bapu Gol. Defiler of denim.
Oh, how did you defile the denim?
Oh, with this kazoo?
What?
You ever
don't
heard of,
ask.
I heard of something called the brown note.
She like sits up more straight. The forbidden art.
I am studied in the forbidden art. By the way, has anyone seen a echo stone around? Don't squeeze it.
Okay. Let's call this.
Please don't squeeze it.
Give me a perception check, Toluga.
A 26.
You check your things and they didn't give you the stone back.
Guys, seriously, this isn't a joke. Where's the stone?
And then there is a low rumbling sound coming from the courtyard.
No.
And then a bunch of, like, you can hear Elvish cursing and, like, yelling up front.
What does the stone do?
I recorded quite the performance for a localized brown note assault. And I think some drow just shat their pants.
She looks up and you can see, like, some of the, like, the captains and the mage came in with you to have this meeting here with
they're all soiled.
No, but she looks at the mage and she's like, quickly get upstairs and start casting prestidigitation. There'll be so much to unsoil.
I'm gonna need that stone back. That's too much power to leave out on the streets.
She looks at her son Simprian and she's like, go retrieve the stone and please do not squeeze it. It's like, yes mother. And he leaves the room. A minute later he comes back, hands you the stone. It did its work.
It always does. I tuck it away.
So it is true then. You do have strange, powerful weapons. We have heard rumors.
Yeah, I have this ball too.
We meant more some kind of handheld device that fires powerful weaponry. Much like our poison pistols.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not anything like your poison pistols, trust me.
Oh.
He's also got the bag with the bigger one in it, but that's his. That's a surprise.
So are you working with Jaegeron as well then?
No, never heard of him. Well, I mean, I've heard of them, but never heard of the... we've only spoken to one person from there.
Interesting.
Kind of just doing our own crusade.
You two can make quick investigation checks if you wouldn't mind. As you look at the weapons on the belts of some of these drow.
17?
18.
Jaegeron designs on the poison pistols.
Hmm.
They've been getting weapons from Jaegeron somehow.
How are you in contact with them?
It is very secretive. They land the city in the deserts of Magria every once in a while to recharge.
Yeah, we know where they're gonna be.
Oh, well, yes. When they do, sometimes they stop and trade.
Who's your contact?
Is it Greg?
Crayon?
They do not give us names. It is not specific.
Yeah. Is it Crayola of Crayon?
Make a quick insight check.
12.
3.
The name isn't registering for her.
Because I said crayon.
And Crayola.
Yeah. Yeah, but she didn't look. Jaegeron is the only thing keeping any of these small rebellions alive. They've been supplying weapons anywhere that they find cells.
Oh, don't worry. You got me. I've ran a one-person crusade.
Pretty successfully.
Oh, hold on a moment. Get Fizzle.
What?
See her daughter looks up and is like, yes, mother. She leaves.
The fuck is a Fizzle?
Comes back a moment later with like, it looks like it's an Underdark gnome. They have an insane name in D&D that I can never pronounce. It's like Sflefablum or some crazy thing. It's like SV bunch of letters. But this is clearly like an Underdark gnome. She's like, show him what you showed us. I want to know if they're involved. He takes out a newspaper. It says Gnomish Times. And he lays it out on the table amongst all of her battle plans.
Does it say Bear in the Square?
Bear in the Square. Rebel gnomes slaughter Krizik faithful in the mountains. Wanted for capture or death.
Were you responsible for the gnomes in the south, in the north, the mountains?
I mean, indirectly, yeah.
It says that they called out the name Bleebly while they slaughtered their captors.
Well, that's our god, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, word is, we have been trying to spread the good word.
Yeah.
So this wasn't you, this was just other followers of yours?
Yeah.
How large is your network?
Like 1,470-something. With 490-something spiders.
66.
We have been trapped inside the city for months. We were.
How many you got?
Our numbers are small,
maybe 60 at the strongest.
I can work with that.
How would you like to be part of 1,470? Push us over that 1,500 mark. How many can I put you down for today?
Are you trying to
make a persuasion check?
I lean over to Reggie. I'm like, if I still wasn't upset with him, I'd be proud.
Four?
We're not really looking for a new god just yet. We're really hoping more
listen,
for like
you got
a regular
60,
ally.
I can make
but,
that
you know,
work.
Hey, listen, but okay, no gods right now, but can we put you into a allegiance role?
Yes, if you are fighting Krizik and you have plans to kill Lola, we are...
Well, I mean, we do now.
We are your closest allies.
I mean, proximity-wise or trustworthiness?
Trustworthy. We will be loyal to a fault. This group may not be...
You got
this...
any weird abilities that I could take advantage of?
Phrase that differently.
Utilize, yeah, that's the one.
We're working on quite a few things, actually.
What you got?
Anything mayonnaise-based?
I discovered when I accidentally killed this bug man named Borf that they just died of mayo.
Mayonnaise?
Yep. I know that freak egg likes it. I don't know if you guys have any kicking around.
No, I don't think we have the ingredients
for it. You got an alchemy jug?
Probably why he was so handsy with the mayonnaise jar we have.
I don't have an alchemy jug, but I believe we have a Firebelly Alley inside the keep. He might be able to help.
Okay.
He's interrogating a mind flayer right now, but once he's done, I'm sure.
Would mind if I...
A mind flayer?
Mind yes. if I go in there real quick?
Hold on.
Are you skilled in interrogation?
Do we know
I can be. Look.
Hey.
I flip out my gun.
Oh.
Oh, Bleebly has the bag. Damn it.
Why?
The egg jar.
Can you sneak in and grab the bag?
You betcha.
Keep your eyes closed.
Will do.
You don't want to see what's going on in there. Trust me.
Okay. Can I get a stealth check?
You're going to get an eye full of Bleebly ass.
Maybe. Can I get a stealth check from Glebnor?
28.
Can I get a perception check, a disadvantage from Theo? You need two nat 20s.
Well, the first one was a 5 that plus 8, so 13 on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same, so two 13s.
You are preoccupied.
Mm-hmm.
The particular position that you have gotten this beautiful drow woman into, you're both facing away from the door. I'll let those at home decide what that position looks like for themselves. Glebnor, if you'd like to make a perception check to spot godly cheeks, please feel free.
That's a big old 23.
He gets an eye full of air. Theo ass.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty.
That's hairier than I expected.
It's toned.
That's God's ass. much like the book you got, he appears to be enthralled.
Which one of them's the bird and which one's the bee? Oh, he got the stinger. Okay, I get it now.
All right, what are you stealing from Theo?
I think it's just grabbing
the bag. I'm just getting the egg jar. Okay. Oh, the whole bag?
Might as well.
Yeah, I might as well take the bag.
All right, yeah, sure. You slip away with Theo's bag.
There's multiple wet noises.
Yeah, who knows where they're coming from. Okay, you get downstairs.
Quickly. Mother. I'm going to call her mother. Why not?
Sure, it's fine. Many here do.
Where'd you get the mind flare?
His name wouldn't happen to be Anton Dresden.
No, this thing is nameless. It is mindless as well. It seems to just be a puppet of whatever.
Mindless
Elder
mind
serves.
Flayer?
Well, not mindless, I suppose. They have a hive mind, so...
Okay, so the other ones know what you're doing and they're coming, probably?
I think it is a fresh one. It was pretty weak. We found it snooping around.
All right, yeah, no, we got the torch down. Son, bag.
Bag daddy.
I clip it onto my belt. God, it feels right.
Did you leave a note that you took the bag, or did you just take the bag?
I just took the bag.
Okay, so.
It might cause some problems.
Yeah.
But you're preoccupied for a while.
Oh, yeah, but like when I come back too, it's not, that's not going to be great.
Did you?
Okay. All right. What
always
you
leave a note.
Son, did you leave a note?
I didn't.
All right, well.
Should I sneak back in?
No.
See,
maybe leave it on the outside of the
Reggie's
door.
Like, you could just message him. He'll go right into his mind.
Don't. Son, stop it. I slap him.
Does he hear the na-na-na's for a second?
Perception check? Disadvantage? You're very preoccupied.
16 at disadvantage.
16 at disadvantage? Unfortunately, you hear a little na-na-na-na-na-na in your head.
And then it not going to respond.
And then it stops.
Yeah. And then an abrupt stop.
Oh, thank God, DeLuga.
I grab him by his gooey ear. We're going, Klepnor.
Oh, God. I'm just happy to be being fathered again.
Now, Reggie, grab this ear.
Reggie's like, oh, we're dual parenting. He grabs the other ear.
I fully let go.
Oh, shit. No, you tricked me. I don't want to be dad.
He's such a handful. Yes, so, I mean, we can obviously get into all the plans. What would you guys like to do here?
Well, I guess we gotta go kill Lola, so...
Well, should we help interrogate this Mind Flayer?
Sure.
Strictly for tentacle reasons.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
How many tentacles does such Mind Flayer have?
Mouthful, I imagine.
Yeah, real mouthful.
That's a lot of five-field of range.
Yeah. I'll say one tentacled creature will get you enough tentacle. How about that? Is that fair? You can't. What are we gonna? You're gonna eat each individual tentacle off this dude's face?
No, but maybe like 10 feet.
What's a helping of calamari?
I'll let you roll a d4, and that will be 5 feet per tentacle. Does that sound fair?
That's fair.
If you decide to kill this mind flayer in here and eat his little head,
why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I'm just gonna let him go free. The last mind flayer we met was an asshole, and I punched his car over, and it's. Killed his dog. Yeah. I say this openly.
As you guys are actually making intimidation check with advantage as you guys are walking up to this room.
Talk about punching a car over.
You can see Numera, the mother of this clan, she now that she has all this information, she lets you go from, she almost like lets you 14. Walk away while she's like now feverishly going over her notes. Now that she knows that she has allies, she goes into planning mode. And you are led up to this room. I'm going to say, unfortunately, it is across the hall from where Theo happens to be. Theo, can I get a performance check with advantage?
Good thing for advantage.
7.
With advantage?
Yep. I have a +0 to performance, so.
I think it's what's really happening is as you guys walk down the hall past this room, like not cool sounds are coming out of Theo. He may be at the end of this event and... You know, sometimes you can't really control what slips out, you know, so it's a mix between like a moan and a yelp is but yeah, you guys walk by, you power through,
put your head down. Let's just go.
We're wingmen. We're helleting him half this day. He's had a rough time, too. Guys, in a little single file line are led by a miketed man to the back of this hallway upstairs on the second floor. He opens the door, and you can see that there is a grizzled old fire-belly dwarf inside.
I grunt.
You got a fucking dynamite accent.
Thanks, man.
Where'd you learn dwarvish?
What's that city there? The fire-belly one.
Oh, the Ebedead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You been there?
Yeah.
I haven't been home in years. I was torturing the shit out of this guy.
Oh, mind if I join in?
His fists are covered in purple blood. It's like, I don't speak Abyssal, so he may be talking. Who fucking knows?
Oh, my God. That sounds fun.
I've been kicking his ass. No, he's a little freaky spy.
Watch this one. I grab... Glimnor. Eggs.
What the hell?
Wait, why did I say Glebnor? I say eggs, you just make gooey eggs. I'm like, oh, right, I have the bag.
I was trying.
Oh, what the hell are you guys doing over
there? I squint at the...
Can we understand the mind flayer since we got sneezed on?
Yeah.
I squint at the mind flayer and I unscrew the top.
You can see the mind flayer is chained up. He just has like little, like kind of ragged pants on, but he's shirtless. He's all wet. You can tell this is a mind flayer that definitely got turned recently. You can still see that there are some drow ears that have like not fallen off of his head yet. Doesn't have the round, smooth, disgusting egg of head of Anton Dresden just yet. This is a newer mind flayer. And he's like, hey, hey,
hey,
hey, daddy, can we tag team this?
Can I get a quick lick of that dome? Can I eat your head? I don't eat your head. Give me your fucking head. And he like jolts forward and the chains catch him. He's like, the dwarf looks at you. What do you fucking say?
He wants to eat my head.
Yeah, mind flayer shit. What are you gonna do?
Typical.
Yeah. All right, you guys got this.
Is he on a chair or something?
He's on the ground, actually. His hands are chained to the floor on a very short chain.
Glebnor, form a bumpy ground.
What are you doing? What
I shove the deviled eggs in his mouth.
Light bumps. Should I intensify, Daddy?
I guess I'll make like a...
Where is she?
All right, so you guys are just doing a Batman-style egg interrogation.
Yeah.
It's a nat 1 for a 2. He starts immediately vomiting and spraying purple bile out of his mouth as you jam eggs down his throat. I don't like egg! I want head!
I whip out the mayo. You don't like egg, huh?
Give me your fucking head!
Whip the mayo into his mouth.
That's not brain! I need head! He's jolting and like ripping away at the chains.
Try to see if we'll get anything out of this guy.
Make an inside check.
11.
It would be a true courtesy to put this wretched creature out of its misery.
Should I just like turn into full-blown spikes?
I was just gonna have the gun here eat his head.
Oh yeah, no, go for it. Hey, you want head? How about fucking Uno reverse card?
Alright, I whip out the gun. Here you go.
Your gun purrs lovingly as a tentacle shoots out, wraps around this Mind Flayer's neck, snaps it, and you see it wrenches the head free. The fire belly, he's like, oh! Oh, fuck! Shit!
Shit's metal, huh?
Jeez!
Yeah, it's metal.
Yeah!
Woo!
That's how we do!
Whoa!
You weren't ready, huh?
Not at all! You're fucking out of your mind!
Yeah, I am.
He's out of his mind. He's got no fucking head.
Yeah.
Oh, who are you guys? I'm Humphrey.
I'm Toluga.
Nice to meet you.
People. Have you heard of our god, Bleebly?
No, I'll take a pamphlet. At a follower immediately. whoa!
Oh. He's a fire belly?
Yeah, he's a fire belly dwarf.
I have 45 feet of thorn whip now.
Yeah, so you roll
D4.
Oh,
wait, D4.
Yeah, roll D4. Right. See how many fives you add to your thing here.
It's now 50 feet.
I should have had you roll a D4. That's a 50-foot long thorn whip. That sucks for me.
It's so many feet.
It's got so long so fast.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized you started at 30 until right now.
Yeah.
Fuck! Okay, we're gonna... There's no more Mind Flayers in the game. I'm cutting them.
That's all right. They're gotta find some cephalopods, motherfucker.
God damn it!
The Northern Kuotoa.
Yeah, you see Humphrey's like, I didn't know that the mother was recruiting such badasses. You guys know, or like, what's going on?
What? No, we're here to kill Lola.
Hold on, we're recruiting you!
Whoa, okay, all right. Fuck
yeah, we're gonna go kill Lola.
Yeah.
Sick!
And Krizik.
Yeah.
What's your deal? You just torture Mind Flayers?
I did this for fun, honestly. Yeah. You know.
Hey, we all have hobbies.
I make potions, poisons, whole nine.
Wait,
really.
What kind of potion?
Just health potions, you know. Our guys get beat up a lot. There's a lot of those fucking big spiry boys out there.
You think you can make us some slurp?
Yeah, we need the slurps.
I mean, we've been kind of locked down for a while, pal. I don't know what a slurp is.
What?
Hold on.
Do you have one can of slurp left? Can you recreate Blee Blair?
I got a kind of a shitty lab here. I probably could.
There is one.
I do have a slurp.
There's one can of slurps from that I had that's in the bag.
I have a slurp, too.
Okay. Whose slurp do you want to give him?
I have three slurps.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have one.
You recreate this, and then you could sell it.
Oh, hell yeah. You guys businessmen?
Kinda.
Yeah, red.
I'm a crusader.
I could definitely reverse engineer this pop. So, yeah, sure.
Just call it pop.
Pop? What are you, a Midwestern dwarf?
It's slurp.
I didn't know.
Just call it slurp.
I grew up with any kind of fizzy drink. We called it a pop.
It's a slurp.
It's slurp.
Slurp. All right. Sorry. Okay. Hey. I want to go to your guys' bad side. Am I right?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think this is going to tell us anything.
No, he wasn't. He just wanted head.
Ew, yeah. He said that a lot.
Yeah.
That's not what you want your last words
no.
to be. Give me head. I need head. That's not.
What a loser.
Yuck. Freaking no. I didn't like it.
Do you have anything in his pockets? I'm going to rifle through his pockets.
Yeah, this guy looks like almost like maybe like a beggar had run into a Mind Flayer.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
This guy was poor.
Hey, come on now.
It's a joke.
You're fucking okay, you guys. You didn't look like a couple of hoity-toity guys.
No, fuck no. Yeah. From the boonies.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys had like big
I don't know if you've heard of Slubel Drip, but you got big Slubel energy.
No, we've heard of Slubel Drip. My uncle.
How the hell is the Ebon dead? I haven't been in years.
Great.
Good? Yeah.
Yeah. We liberated it.
What was that guy, Daddy? The Dark Master?
I love that Doc. Gave the best high fives.
The best.
I could give you guys a high five.
All right.
Oh, lay it on me.
Ready.
I don't think I am now. Go ahead and make athletics checks.
24!
Oh, wait, hold on. 20!
Just like a double badass high five. For some reason, the five...
Oh, that was so good. It jolted my memory. Craig!
Craig.
You know Craig?
Craig's a man. Craig.
I know Craig.
No wonder you give good high fives.
Craig's alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
He's working the docks.
I work the docks. It's where I work with them.
He's the dock master.
Fucking small world in the rebellion, am I right?
Yeah. Oh,
unbelievable.
Sick. We're going to cut from this psychotic scene over to a modest bedroom. Bleebly, your hair is gone wild. Your ponytail has come loose.
Does he still have the big full beard?
Yeah, your beard has never looked better. You look vital. You're laying there in pure bliss. The room is full of these little floating spores. And I think the camera at first pans you to look how disheveled you look. Then it pans over to Kara, who looks even more disheveled. Her hair has gone wild. There's like little mushrooms that were growing into her hair that have kind of come loose. She looks exhausted. Kara has 2 points of exhaustion right now. They were not kidding about you being a god, huh? She like nudges you. I needed that.
Me too. It's been a long, stressful couple of weeks.
Yeah. You felt pent up.
That's one way to say it.
Oh. So you're going to help us kill Lola, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that bitch.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
That would be awesome.
Glad we're on the same page.
Oh, we are on the same page. Not that much.
Wait, where the hell's my bag?
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck stole my bag? Hold on. Put my pants on, just... Both my guns. I'm gonna go find out who stole my bag.
Yeah, I need to. I'm gonna be here for a bit.
Okay. Whew. I'm just gonna like throw my coat and shirt over my shoulder. Open the door. Is there anyone outside?
At the end of the hall, you can just see Glebnor and Taluga are high fiving a firebelly dwarf over and over again.
You see blood on my gun.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Your bag is just on the floor.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Put my shirt on, start walking towards them. Just
pick the bag up.
And like hopping on.
Do I hear him hopping?
Yeah, definitely. You guys turn around and Theo's just doing the walk of shame down the hallway of the sex
club. He's got his heels in his hands. Yeah. Catch!
It feels good. All right.
You feel more hydrated.
It's got electrolytes with plants.
How'd you get my bag?
Glebnor went in and took it. I told him not to look, so he didn't see anything.
I hope he didn't, because there was... this is not for him to be seen.
Can I get a deception check from Glebnor as you try to look like you didn't see anything, and an insight check from Theo?
Dirty 20.
What? It's a 6?
Yeah. You don't even want to think about a world where anyone saw what happened in that room.
No. Glebnor, though. Next time I'm preoccupied in a room, no messaging. None. I heard the no.
I was going to tell you that it took the bag, and then Daddy said no.
Leave a note next time.
Always leave a note. You're right.
How the hell are you, Humphrey? This little dwarf goes to shake your hand.
Bleebly.
Oh, nice to meet you. You guys are the guys, huh?
Yeah, I'm the god.
Oh, cool. I believe in you now. Just based purely on the torture acumen of your friends. Look at that mind flayer. Look at him.
You guys tortured someone without me?
We had to.
We needed
you
the
couldn't
eggs.
Wait?
You were pretty busy.
Right? I was.
I could have tapped on your shoulder when I went to get the bag.
I'm glad you didn't.
Reggie looks up at you. You are a bad boy, Theo. He's like a gnome, so he's like nudging you like at the hip. What are you doing in there, you crazy guy?
We're playing Twister?
I bet you were. You crazy.
Reggie, get out of here.
I'm just sorry. You want me to hold the bag
still? No, it just feels right.
You sure?
Feels right.
I still have the sending stones, or are they on the
back? I think they're on me.
Yeah, I think they would be on you because you used them to
call the king.
Well, no,
yeah.
I threw him the one.
Oh, that's right.
Well, so, where'd you put the rest?
They were bandolier style.
Bandolier, so I don't know if the bandolier was with the bag or not.
Were you wearing the bandolier while you...
made sweet, sweet love?
Did the nasty?
Roll a luck check.
Please don't. Please don't.
Did he just, like, did he butt dial everyone? I didn't even think of that until right now.
It's a 5. I 100% butt dialed somebody.
You're wearing the full bandolier.
Yeah.
Oh, did he butt dial Frick?
Okay. Real
I
quick.
Hope so.
Can we, let's, like, for funsies, let's make a real quick list of who you guys have sending stones to, and okay. then we'll roll for it.
Dancing.
So. Yeah.
Nancy. The only dwarf. One I didn't have was the king because...
Thank God that wasn't there.
Did we get the Ivy one back yet?
No, not yet.
No, we haven't.
Thank God for that, too.
So all of us.
Yarno.
All of all. It would be hilarious if it went to Yarno.
So and he Nancy, heard the whole thing. Mommine has one.
Yeah.
Gulp.
Gulp has one.
Yep.
All right. I have 5 here.
Frank Gene.
We'll say, you know what, we'll say the 6. Oh, yeah, Frick had one. Okay, so that's 6. All
and
right.
then us.
Roll a d6 Wait, for me, Theo.
Does Doreen have one?
No.
No, so. Why wouldn't she? We love Doreen.
Wait, would she Bouncing Please part have of the rebellion? One?
4.
Oh, God, who is 4? The wind whipping on the sending stone that's blinking on the bandolier. And you hear Yarno's voice.
Oh, thank God.
You can hear, like, he's clearly riding a lizard through a sandstorm, and he's like,
"That's my boy!"
How much did you hear?
All things, kiddo!
Please, give me that back. Give me that back. We can't have you doing that again.
It's not going to happen again.
You sure?
Positive.
Make a perception check for me, Theo.
That's a nat 20.
You look down the hall. Kara has leaned out. She has, like, bed sheets wrapped around her chest, but her head's just peeking out, and she mouths to you, "Do you want to do that again?
Take this!"
Yeah, all right. I'm going to sanitize. You got prestidigitation around here? I don't want to touch this right now.
Theo's...
I'm full, a fighter. I don't got anything for you, Bell.
Feels full running back, just finishing the slurp, and then tosses the can.
Oh, litter!
Oh, he's not worried about that.
You see, like, as Theo goes to round the corner, like, an entangle spell of basically, like whips of, the stalks of mushrooms wrap around Theo, pick him up off his feet, and he's pulled into the other room while the door slams.
Okay.
Wait, not the room I was going for? Or the room
Kara.
I was
The
going.
Room that Kara was in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get yoinked back to bed. Make a real quick constitution saving throw. This is you're going for a pretty crazy refresh time, but you're a young man.
18.
Yeah, man. Theo's like in his mid-20s.
Much like the Mind Flayer. Head! Give him head!
All right, I guess we'll just take care of this.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, back downstairs.
Yeah, you guys walk back down. There's like hubbub now. It's all of the drow are like getting busy. They're rejuvenating.
They're
knowing.
All getting busy.
No.
Son, close your eyes.
This episode got too horny. I'm so sorry, everyone. They're busy at work planning for their revolution.
Okay.
You can see that the room that you walked by that had all the plans on it, the captains of the Snips and the mother, they're all sitting around this table, and they're looking at diagrams of the building that they talked about earlier.
All right. I come in, like, holding the sending stone monk necklace thing. Can someone press digitate this and my hands?
Yeah. The drow walks up. And
please. Like,
oh, is that? Oh,
please!
Immediately cast prestidigitation.
Oh, thank God.
Swirl of magic cleans off your sending stones.
So many fluids.
I put the king one back on. Just click it in. Oh, thank God!
You see, Numera is like, "Oh, finally, you're back. Did you learn anything from the Mind Flayer?"
No, it wanted head.
Okay.
So I let my gun eat it.
All right. I think that we're gonna have to.
Trust me, it makes sense.
I think I'm starting to understand the. Nature of how you both speak. Maybe the babblefish is getting stronger, but I think I understand. Your weapon removed the cranium of the Mind Flayer?
Yeah, that's exactly
perfect.
It. Oh, see, look. Say hi. It's just,
hello. Pets at it a little.
Starts burning.
Yuck, they shouldn't have touched it.
Yeah. All right, I flip it back to my own.
So
you sieging? We sieging? We doing siege? Siege, 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 siege,
siege, siege, siege, siege, siege, all the drow were like, siege, 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 siege.
You got an alchemist fire?
The Myconids are like, no! They freak out at the mention of fire. They all get nervous.
Okay, all right. Chill out. You got anything that goes boom?
Do you make it a boom?
I would love to begin sieging and exploding, but I think we have a lot more information to gather before we can pull off something like this. She has an army of spiders, driders, not to mention the small eatings that gather.
You know what I know about spiders?
What?
What is it? Is it caffeine has the same effect of alcohol to them?
Interesting.
So just give them caffeine. They'll get drunk.
Yeah, spray them down with some coffee.
Yeah. You're welcome for that little bit of information. So I don't let my daughter Luga anywhere near coffee or caffeinated things.
You mentioned before that you had plans of also killing the king of Bodkali. Is that true?
Mansa? Yeah, we gotta kill him. He's in line with Krizik too.
Yeah, he's a big Krizik dork.
But I have this donut here.
They're brothers, apparently.
I have this donut, and everyone knows demons love sweets.
This is a fact of the world.
And I have this powder that makes it irresistible to them.
Wow.
And I was just going to poison the shit out of him. Mm. Or I could just repeatedly brown note him till he dies of dehydration.
The second option is terrifying. The first option may be difficult. We have tried to poison the Spider Queen many times. Devils are
Well, I mean, you're poisoning someone who makes poison.
The devils, they're immune to most poison.
Looks like Matza shitting himself to death.
Most is not all.
Yes, most. And then you two can make a quick history check for me, actually.
What, you don't like an entire episode of me just squeezing the rock?
What do you do on your turn? I squeeze the rock. 13.
4.
Yeah, Glebnor, you remember, you brought it up actually before. Mansa has a poison tester.
Yeah.
He tested his food before for it.
So he's not immune. Why would he need that guy?
Yeah.
She's like, then maybe we could get lucky.
Like Theo!
We need something super strong.
I can...
But...
We can begin brewing something. Maybe we could experiment with it.
Gotta be odorless.
You know what we could do? I heard there's this snack, the sugar-free gummy snack, that if you eat too many, you just shit yourself to death.
You're really on a track here, Daddy.
Listen, someone's going to shit themselves today, and it's not going to be me.
Yeah, if you make the save.
How long will you be in the city for?
Until we kill Lola, I guess.
Yeah, as long as we need to be.
Oh, so you have no other plans above the ground?
No, we're like, you know.
As far as we know, this is now our top priority.
Well, I mean, I do check in on Myra at some point.
Well, we gotta kill her first.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, yeah.
I mean, how long could it take? We killed a demon in like a 4-person siege. That's true. We could do this one.
You sieged a city with 4 people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're dynamite.
Which is why I asked if you have anything that goes boom.
Yeah, we do like when things go boom.
No insect check required. You can see, like, that these, like, kind of haggard rebels.
Are we boosting morale?
They're full of hope. No one's shown up here with just like the gusto of like, let's just go for it. Let's just attack the Spider Queen and kill her.
Yeah.
They've been like using subterfuge and spying
these
and all of these things.
Guys, this is one way you just take it directly to her. All you gotta do is just kind of like caffeinate the spiders. They get drunk as shit. And they're just drunk spiders. They're just gonna knock the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then we just kill Lola.
Yeah. So we need to find a large amount of caffeine.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard.
I guess I could start asking around. We have a decent-sized network in Manzobero, but...
Hold on. I seem to remember there's a way to make coffee out of mushrooms. You people are lousy with mushrooms down here.
You're right. The Myconids do make a strange brew out of the, I'll have to talk to the Myconids.
Yeah. Come on, this is... Who is... You're in charge?
It's been a very long time.
Listen, yeah, all right, it's tough being in charge.
I know, Daddy, I know.
Do you? And who?
It's mostly...
Oh, no!
It's me and my children and these poor Myconids. Their district was the one that was destroyed to make way for whatever this complex is going to be.
Well, they're going to be real happy.
Well, this is...
to hear.
For a surprise. Whatever this thing is, it's
Gonna go boom.
All right, so I
think... The only thing I do ask...
Yeah.
Once they're back in their complex, just on the ground floor, maybe in a corner,
we get a little sandwich shop cooking.
Oh, yeah, you want one of these? In God knows how long, I reach in for a taco.
We've got a bit of fare that is integral to our religion.
What is this strange...
You ever heard of supply lines and food?
She bites into the taco. Her eyes go wide. Add one more follower to the count. And I think at this moment, Theo, you kind of walk into the war planning room, putting on your clothes. Just kind of...
You good there?
Buttoning your shirt
just
up.
Buttoning the shirt. What's going on?
It's all right. I took care of it.
Took care of what?
It's all right. We're sieging Lola. We're going to kill her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's time to go.
We need a shit ton of coffee or caffeine.
You get catapults?
I don't think so.
Do you know the catapult spell?
I believe our mages may.
Oh. Why don't we just, like, have people set up in, like...
Like what we did at Tidagol.
Yeah, and just have them...
But they don't have alchemy fire. They're afraid of fire.
They don't like fire.
Theo, real quick as we end our episode, make a quick investigation check as you kind of look over at the plans here. I'll let you make it with advantage, actually, because you're pretty good with tinkering and reading diagrams.
13.
13. I think is like all of the, like, there's like this energy in the room, this energy of rebellion. You can see that these drow rebels and these little Myconid men are getting their plans in order. And you can see like Tluga and Glebnor are excited. And like, this is kind of their specialty. This is a smash and grab, but the grabbing this time will be grabbing the crown.
Her life.
Her life.
Her life is the grab.
But I think what you notice as you look down on these blueprints and as our camera pans away. You're looking at the blueprints of this building. Lola is building a prison down here. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode. Thank you all for joining us. As always, keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here. And I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.